Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A bill passed by state lawmakers to protect fast food workers will now go before voters. This after the fast food industry collected enough signatures to place a measure on the ballot. Phil, this isn't the first time an industry has challenged laws passed by the legislature by asking voters to weigh in. How have things worked out in the past?
Mixed. Some places like Lyft and Uber managed to overturn the laws that were passed to try to regulate their workers. Other industries like the tobacco industry, when the state moved to ban menthol cigarettes, they put that on the ballot, bought themselves 2 years to keep selling menthol cigarettes, didn't really mount a campaign against it, and lost. This one is interesting on a couple of fronts, however. First of all, it would affect everybody who eats fast food, I mean, one way or the other. And what we have here is the service employees for years have been trying to organize fast food workers, and they haven't had much success. So what they opted to do is create a bargaining table and force everybody to go to it. And they passed AB 257, the governor signed it, and it creates a board that would be made up of workers, corporations, fast food franchise owners, and government representatives. And this board would set wages and working conditions for restaurants that have over 100 restaurants throughout the country. All right, if you had less than 100, you wouldn't have to be on covered by this. But if you have more than 100, like a McDonald's or a Chipotle or an In-N-Out Burger, bam, you have to. And they could have, if this law had stood, raised the minimum wage at fast food restaurants to $22 this year. But they went out, the restaurant associations went out there, gathered 1 million signatures, and they paid to have them gathered, and they submitted them, and it goes on the ballot next year. And so the law's been put on hold until the voters decide.
What's the fast food industry saying about all this?
Well, what they're saying is the usual. One, it would increase costs. But they're also raising questions about fairness, saying, look, if a chain has 100 more restaurants nationwide, they have to comply with this. If you don't have that, you get to do whatever you want. I mean, where's the fairness on that? The other part, Patty, and it's a bigger question, is, all right, we've already in California taken to setting minimum wage, not by bargaining anymore, but by passing local ordinances. And every time somebody runs for office, a lot of times they say, let's raise the minimum wage. It's a winner. On this one, they're saying it might be a great idea, but we think it's going to cost too much. It's going to cost consumers money. We're going to take it and let everybody decide. You know, you can order it, I guess. It's going to make for an interesting campaign. I'm not sure if you'll get a flyer when you get your fries and shakes, but we'll see.
An expensive campaign for sure. KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.